Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Nun Dalet. Shabbos Nun Dalet, and we are on Nun Gimel Amid Beis by the two dots, but just one word that I ran through at the end of Shir yesterday I wanted to mention inside, and that was the Ben Yehoyada. The Gemara mentioned the Machlokes Samoraim, the Abaye and Rav Yosef, how to look at the person who HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this tremendous nes for, and Kama Garua, Kama Gadol Huzeh, and the Ben Yoyada pointed out that the Tosfos Yeshanim on the side of the Gemara quotes the Bereishis Rabbah, quotes the Medrash, which says, "Vayihi omein es hadasa, sheniftechu l'mordechai, shnei dadim kedade isha." Mordechai, he was able to nurse. That's not. There's no problem, says the Tosfos Yeshanim. The Gemara calls him Garua, and we're talking about Mordechai Atzadik. Now, Dahachi Ka'amar Nishtanu, Delo Havi Leischar Menika, Umordechai Havi Leischar, Achlohaya Motzi Menika. Mordechai, he had everything, he had money, he had enough to find somebody, but he just, couldn't. So that's different than our case, where he didn't have any money, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have given him the money. So what's the difference? HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have also done a nes for Mordechai and be mamsi him, somebody, a wet nurse. So that's why the Ben Yehoyada says the real difference is whether it needed to be done or not. Achmo, he quotes the Nearly, b'siyata d'shmai hachash na'asu lo hanes lahanik machmas anius shlohay lamos lasis chaminekes lachin chashiv gira'on she'asu lo shinui zeh v'lo imsi lo moshe yitin chaminekes. Kodesh Baruch Hu, it was the choice of which type of nes occurred. Ach Mordechai haya ashir v'haya yachol lahavi minekes ach siba acheres haysa b'zeh shelo ratza Kodesh Baruch Hu she'yeh shuma da makir be'ester v'yisparsim shma v'yafya afilu eisi Yisrael. She didn't want her to be known by anybody in Am Yisrael. Kedei she'achach tilokech lebeitzach hashverosh b'neis b'avur atzalas Yisrael. Word got out who she was at all. Right, it would have been in all the papers. Woman nurses for man. But it would have been, and then later on, who knows if like Achashverosh would have even given her a chance? Oh, this is that strange woman, right? She's going to be my queen. So might not have happened. So that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu had to do that. So therefore, it wasn't specifically anything about Mordechai. Imke zeu neishenasa b'Mordechai b'shinui hateva hu hechrachi l'tzorech ta'amim aniskarim ba'u ta'amim achirim v'lo shayach l'tzlos giron b'Mordechai b'avrzos. Okay, that was just the ha'ara from yesterday. Okay, today we move on now to the two dots. So we get back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said all these different types of animals are allowed to go out certain ways and not other ways, and we're up to Zecharim Yotz in Levuvin. The male animals could go out Levuvin. What does Levuvin mean? Right? The Tanakhama said they could go out Levuvin, and Rachelos could go out Shechuzos, Kavulos, Kavunos. What are all these? So what does Levuvin mean? So a couple of opinions. Number one, Amarev Huna Tutre. They could go out in pairs. Tutre, Maish Mashva Dahai Levuvin Lishna Dikrovehu. How do I know that Levuvin is a lashon of being close to each other, Krovin, and walking together? Tichsiv Libaftani Achosi Chala. Buzik and Shira Shirim. So you see, it's Achoti Kala, my sister. So it's close. That's the lashon of Levuv. Ula Amar Or Shekoshrin Laham Kineged Libam. Really, what they're allowed to do on Shabbos is to go out with a hide that covers their heart. The wolves used to attack the sheep, Dafka, in that place, right where the heart is. So if you protect them in this way, so maybe the wolves wouldn't attack them. So that's why they're allowed to go out. This is considered, as we spoke about it in the beginning of the parak, shmira, right? Regular shmira, and therefore that's not considered a masu. It's not considered an extra bundle on the animal. It's not considered any type of extra protection that's needed. So that's why it's mutter. Says the Gemara, Ze'evim ha-zacharim nafli, ha-dekevos lo nafli. What, only the males are allowed to have this protection, not the females? What, wolves don't eat the females? Wolves only eat the males? So, mishum demaski b'reish adra. Yeah, that's true. Because the males walk at the head of the herd. So, that's who are attacked. It's the heads, the front lines. Says the Gemara, we'll get back to that line in a second. Ze'evim b'reish edra nafli, b'sof edra lo nafli. What, wolves are so smart, they only attack the animals in the front? The sheep in the front, not the sheep in the back? Ella mishum deshamni. No, the males are fat and juicy. That's why the wolves want them. Ubedekevos like a shamni. What, there are no fat females? No fat female sheep? Vesu miyadi minhani lahani. And again, wolves are so smart. I don't understand. Who can, why, how would they know where and who and which? Ella mishum the zakvi chutmayu umasku kidavu. They go in front, but they also hold their noses in the air. Umaski, and it looks like kidavu, like they're looking at them, like they're staring at the wolves, they're like daring them. Oh yeah, try to attack me. Meaning their body language. That's the problem with the male sheep, and that's why you needed the extra protection from the wolves. Remember, we had Davu one time earlier in the Masechta already, earlier in Daf Lamed Hey, when we spoke about the Amoraim, that were looking to the east, looking to the west, to know if it was Bein Hashmasas yet or not. They said they were Davu. They were looking and checking if it was nighttime yet. Okay, that is number two, though. What does Levuvin mean? Number one was pears. Number two is this hide that is on the animal to protect. Good. If you want to look, I didn't bring it, but look at the Emes LeYaakov in this week's parsha of Yaakov when he talks about the order of the groups of animals that Yaakov sent to Esav. Izim Hashayim, Musi Hashem Esrim, Mechelim Hashayim, right? All those psukim. So he bases it on this Gemara that the male animals go first. That's why the order. He said the males first because they always go in the front, and that's why they in Yana Diyoma related. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, third opinion. Or shakoshin lehentacha zichrusan kedei shelo yalu al anakevus. No, it was a hide to block their aver hazachar so that they wouldn't copulate, they wouldn't be with the females. They didn't want them to impregnate any strangers on the street, any other strange animals, my neighbor's pets. Right, so that's why you had to protect them. You had to protect them shelo yalu al anakevus. They didn't want them getting involved in any other women. Mimai, how do you know that's what it means? Because Tani Seifa, Harachelam Yotso Shechuzos. Because what is Shechuzos? The females are allowed to go out Shechuzos. So by Shechuzos, Sheokzen Ha'al Yeshalahem Lamala, Kedesh Yalo Alem Zacharim. There is the opposite. Shechuzos means you're allowed to hold the tail, tie the tail up, so that the males do go on these animals. Reisha Kedesh Yalo Alem Zacharim. Veseva Kedesh Yalo Alem Zacharim. So those are two ideas that the Mishnah is talking about. One where the owner wants the animal to be involved, and one where the owner does not want the animal to be involved. So we have there's a parallel, and some Tanam hold it is allowed, it's not extra shmir, and some hold that it is. So fine, how do you know that other Lashon? How do you know Shchuzos means open and revealed, holding the tail up? Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, Vine Isha Likraso, Shis Zona, Unitsuras Milev. So you see the word Shis, right? Shis Zona is Shechuzos, Rashi says. It's a similar word, and that's how we know it's connected to being open, because the Zona obviously is open. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Arachelim Yotzos Kavulos. Rechelim could go out Kavulos. The sheep could go out Kavulos. The ewes. We already spoke about which word so far. Levuvin, we already did. Rechelos could go out Shechuzos, that we just did. That's the next line. That's the open in order for the males to be with them. Next word is Kavulos and Kavunos. So first Kavulos. My Kavulos. Shemechablin Aliyah Alya Shalahem Lamata, you keep their tail down, because they shall lo yalo aleim azacharim. So they could go out Shechuzos or Kavulos. They're opposites, right? Either with the tail up or with the tail down, so that the males cannot go on them. My mashta the high kavol lishna dolo avid peirehu. How do I know that the kavol is a lashon of not bearing fruit, meaning not reproducing? Dichsiv, because the pasuk says in Malachim when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, Perek Tes there, right after he built it, so he sends back, as we know, there were some non-Jewish sources for some of the raw materials that Shlomo HaMelech used to build the Beis HaMikdash. So some of them were sent from Hiram. Hiram was up north, the Lebanon area. Hiram Melech's source, so he sent some wood, and then Shlomo HaMelech, the Pasuk says, as a return favor, he sent them, it says that he gave him cities. That's what the Pasuk says. So then he says, and Hiram says to him, you know, what are these cities? Maharima Ela Asher Nasatali Achi. What are these cities? Vayikra Lahem Eretz Kavul Arayamazeh. And he called them Eretz Kavul. Called them Eretz Kavul. The Malbim asks, he gave him cities in Eretz Yisrael. Malbim there in Malachim. How can he give him cities in Eretz Yisrael? Just giving them away? So it must be he gave him produce. He promised him produce and grain from the cities, which is also unusual, right? Are you allowed to export food from Eretz Yisrael, fruits and vegetables? Not for now, but either way, it's but at least helps out, says the Malbim. He didn't actually give him the cities. He promised him a certain percentage of produce from those cities. But the Chirim called it Eretz Kavul. So my Eretz Kavul, what does that mean? Amar Avhuna, Shehayu Ba B'nei Adam, Shemechubalin B'Kasuv V'Zahav. There were people there that were so mikuvalin. They were tied down and garbed with gold and silver. That's what the cities were. That's why they were called Eretz Kavul. They were very rich cities, and that's the Lashon of Mechablin in our case, that you cover the Aliyah down. Amar Le Rava. Rava says, I don't understand. It means that they were very wealthy. So, Ihaki Hainu Dechsev V'lo Yashru Be'enav. Look at the next part. The next part says, Chiram wasn't interested in those cities. Right? He was upset. So why would he be upset? They had so much money. Right? They would be very happy about those cities. Mipnei shebegulim mechubalin bechesef v'zav lo yashu be'enav. He wasn't happy about it. So Amar Lei says, yeah, in. Kivan da'atiri umafanki lo avdi avita. Because they had so much money, they were spoiled. They didn't want to do any work for him. They wanted to do any avoda. And according to the Malbim, you have to say, they didn't want to harvest in the proper way in order to get him what he deserved. Right, so that's what was Magilo that Shlomo HaMelech promised him. That's either way, you see, that is Kavulos. It means tied down with their money, tied them down. Let's just finish and then we'll make a note. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Eretz Chomtin Haisa. Eretz, it was a land of Chomtin. Why didn't he like the area that he got? It was, Rashi says, a very salty and cracked land. It was arid. Right, it wasn't able to be planted in. Chomtin haisa. V'maikari like kavul. So what does kavul have to do with that? Demistarga bakara at kavla. Whenever you walk there, you sunk in up to your ankle. Kavla is the ankle. That's why they called it the ankle land. Because whenever you walk there in that area, you sunk in. V'amri inshi ar mechavla delav depere. It is an ankle land that doesn't bear fruit. Okay, so that's another reason why it's called Kavla. Good. There is an important discussion here that starts with the Shilte Giborim. Shilte Giborim, which is also called the Hagos Alfasi, sometimes when it's quoted by later Chuvasvarim. Shilte Giborim is right here in the back on the side of the Rif. Rabbi Yeshua Boaz Lebeis Baruch. It's the name of the author. So there he quotes, Nira Liraya. It appears from me. Appears to me that this is a riot. What's this? The fact that you're allowed to close up your animal's reproductive organs. You're allowed to put the tail blocking so that the males don't get involved. Nearly raya meha derechelim yotzos kavulos shemutter lases tabaas lebehema kedeshalo yala aleha zachar. You're allowed to have birth control for an animal. Right? You're allowed to put in a tabas, literally a ring, in order for the animal not to become pregnant. Dumya dahai shekosha midi boso makam when it gave us. Just like here. You tie something there, kadeshalo yalo lam zachar. The ain ze sirus klau. It's not sirus. Right? We know there's an isidar isa. Parsha's emar of sirus. Sirus, castration. Sirus of a person. Sirus of an animal. So, says here, it must be that this is not a problem. The gam lo mishum tsar balechayim. The lo mishum bal tashchis. It must be this way is not a problem. So why isn't this a problem? This is what the Shilte Giborim says. So why isn't this a problem? So pashtus, so he doesn't say that, it's not permanent. So maybe you might say because you're not doing something inside the animal, you're just putting a blockage, putting the tail down. So you might say, it's not 100% clear what he means, right? Maybe you're not physically mutilating the evarim involved. So that also could be what he is, that's why it's not a problem. He says, this is not serious, and it's mutter. But who uses this? The poskim use this. The Minchas Yitzchak has a tshuva. Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Hey Simin Yud Gimel. He talks about a case where Rachmana Leslan, there was a man who didn't have enough kalach in his zera to impregnate his wife. So they have this type of medicine, these pills he could take, which would temporarily make him impotent for a short amount of time, but then hopefully, based on the medicine, it would then give him tremendous koach in his zera to be able to impregnate his wife. So is there an isser of sirus lizman? Lizman. So there's an isser of sirus lizman, but here's an isser of, is there an isser of sirus lizman where the goal is to make a person potent, make a person able. So that was his shayla here in 1967. Tafshin Chavzayin, al shayla, merofe charedi, emutter litain pilin, shen is chachu bizman acharon, pills, la anashim shein lam koach hamolid, vahatot sa'a, shel izman katsar, hu misuras, viachakach balo koach חדש וחזק יוצא ממה שהיה לו מקודם, וידי זה יש תקווה שיהיה לו כוח המולד. ובזה השאלה, היוס של הזמן קצר הוא מסורס, אם אין בזה משום איסור סירוס. That's his issue. The first source that he quotes in this three-page shuva is R. Shilta Giborim. He says, even though after Nidon the Sirus Arai lo mavur dine lehedya b'shasu poskim, even though it's not explicit in Shas anywhere, Dayan Y says, Nama first in Shas is Sirus on a temporary basis, is that usur? He says, but I know it implicitly. From where? From R. Shilta Giborim. What does R. Shilta Giborim say? He says that by putting the tail over the animal's reproductive organs, it's not Sirus. What do you mean it's not serious? Why don't you just say what Donnie just said? It's only temporary. That's why it's not serious. Right? When he says this is not serious, it must be that in Shilta Giborim's view, temporary is also usur. And the only reason it's not a problem here is because you're not touching the Evarim and you're just putting a blockage. So that's the Minchas Yitzchak Zraya that he thinks serious Zmani is also serious. Maker that it should be usur. In the end of the Shuvah, he says, look, if there's no other choice, if there's Ein Breira, because you're doing this before the good of the person, you're trying to get him to be able to have be fulfilled the mitzvah peravu. So he says, I'll allow it if this is the only way out. Also another issue, could you learn from a behemoth to a person? But yeah, that's another jump that you're comparing the two. But that is the Minchas Yisra. Others, Rav Vosner, in the Shevet Alevi, Rav Vosner writes, he does not think this is a raya. He just writes in another tshuva in Chelek. Want to look it up? Chelek Gimel, Simen Kuf Pei Dalid. He says, Nira li pashut that it's mutter. Why? Because he says, he doesn't quote this till the end, our Shilta Giborim, but he says, the psukim. What do the psukim about Sirus talk about? They're all about permanent problems. Ma'uch, katus, right? All the examples given in the psukim and in the poskim, they talk about mutilation. Total mutilation, where nothing's coming back. Right? It's forever. So he says, that's the pashas of the psukim, that's the pashas of the Rambam. Dahare de'ein iser ki agavna ela hoshivo zman godli. He talks about putting somebody in a Rachmana Litzlan in a situation where they're going to lose their power, putting them in snow, the Gemara talks about. But all of those examples are permanent effects. So what, you're coming up with Arai? I don't think it's anywhere in the sources, he says. And then he quotes, without quoting the Minchas Yitzchak, right? And this is also, Tavshin Tezayin, right? Very similar year when it was written. It says, don't bring me a ride from the Shilta Giborim. Bani Yusi, Ein Misha Makum Di Yuklal. Toha Difa Mine Kamar. Toha Ein Zeh Begeder Sirus Klal. Konito Karbalto Demutter. He says, from that Shilta Giborim, he's just saying something more basic. He's saying, this is not an act of Sirus, period. Just putting the tail on, says it's not an act, and therefore it's mutter to put some type of a blockage, right? That's why, in general, right, when one has any type of birth control issue, right, the shaila is about the birth control itself. When there's certain different types of technology today that we have certain types of blockage, as long as there's a regular ma'isabia, so there's no questions of serious in that regard. I think the minhag olam, we assume, like the Shevet Alevi, that's not called, or like the Shilta Giborim, that blockage doesn't mean serious. You have the birth control question and the Sheikh Mazar al-Vatala question and making sure we're not involved in any of those Isurim. But in terms of serious, that is not a problem. And that's what he says in this context. Miudavar Pashut. And he says, the call today, he says, obviously, everything I'm talking about is where the power, the potency comes back by itself. If a person has to be Masaris and then have an operation to give him back his reproductivity power. So then he says, I'm not talking about that. Because then there's a permanence unless you do something. Right? What I'm talking about here is where it's going to come back with Mela. So that's an important discussion. You read this Gemara about the Rechelim and the Kvulos, you think, what in the world does this have to do with our lives? But Baruch Hashem, the Shilta Giborim, tells us that very Lamaisa. Okay, very Lamaisa. As Beis Hashem will have some other ideas as well coming up. Okay, two dots. Kvulos. Next word in the Mishnah. They're allowed to go out Kvulos. My kavunos. What are kavunos? She mechabnin osalamilas. It means that we tie on a certain cover on the wool in order to, because we want the wool to stay very fresh and clean, so we put a cover on it. That's also allowed on Shabbos. Kid, it's not, as the Mishnah says in Meseches Negaim, the first Mishnah in Negaim, which describes all the different colors of Tzara'as, different types of whites and off-whites. Kid, it's not. Se'es Kitzemer Lavan, it's like white wool, Mitzemer Lavan, Amar Abibi Barabaya, Kitzemer Naki Ben Yomo. Like a day old, Tzemer Shemechabrin Osolamilas, that we cover up and we fasten a covering on for, to use it for fancy material. Good. We continue. V'isim yotzos tseruros. Goats are allowed to go out. Tseruros tied up. What? Their udders. Itmarav amar halacha k'reb Yehuda. V'shmuel amar halacha k'reb Yosi machlokas. Remember what the machlokas was. The Mishnah had said that Reb Yosi assers all of the items in the Mishnah except for rechelim going out kivunos. And Rabbi Yossi asked all the tied up, Kavunas was the covered, that they're wool. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Ezim could go out, goats could go out tied up tightly, their udders, but not loosely. So that was the machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Vika demasi lo hashmaitz about apinavshe. Some have a machlokas separate, Rav and Shmuel, not connected to our Mishnah. Rav amar liyabish mutter velo lechalev. You're allowed to tie it up very tightly to dry it out, but not to catch the milk. And Shmuel says, no, that they are both usser, even tightly. And some have it as follows, the version. The goats are allowed to go out to dry their udders. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, you know what, theoretically, that should be the halacha, that they could go out tightly fitted. But who's going to make a gora, a lottery? Right, me Mephis, who's going to tell me? I can't tell the difference between how it's tied up. Ezel liyavish, ezel lechalev, it's hard to tell the difference. How tight it is, how loose it is. So, therefore, lemaisa, you got to be machmir. When we talk she'ein makirim, echadzev, echadzev aser. So that's Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira. Amar Shmuel, va'amri la, amar Rabbi Yehuda, amar Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira. We hold like Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira that it's all aser. Ki aser rabin amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha k'tanakama. He holds like the Tanakama against. Why did Shmuel say that Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira and not like Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi is in our Mishnah. They both say everything's aser. Right? Rabbi Yossi says it's all aser. Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira says, well, we don't know the difference. So we don't know the difference. It's got to be aser. So Tosfos says, second, third Tosfos, had to knock out Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira, velo knock out Rabbi Yossi, mishum de b'makam, she'enosin klal, ela kedeli yabesh. What if you're in a place where the only, everybody, just ties it tightly, not loosely? Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira would allow in that case, because there's no reason for the gzera. Rabbi Yossi said aser across the board without giving reasons. So that's a nafka mina between Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira and Rabbi Yossi, is in a place where they only do it liyabesh. Good. Says the next Mishnah. Ubame eino yotza. And we had first, Bame behema, right, the name of the parak. Bame behema yotza. Now we have Bame eino yotza. What can an animal not go out? Right, we have this, and then, you know, keep in mind, the last two blot of this parak are agadata, all the famous gemaras about whoever says David HaMelech made a mistake is mistaken. Whoever, right, all of those are coming up on tomorrow's daf, the next day. Last two, it's hidden away here in Bame Behema. We'll see how we get into it. Ubame Neyotza. So what can an animal not go out with on Shabbos? What's considered a masui, or what am I worried about that the item might fall off, and then the owner might carry it Dalaramos within Rishas Arabim. So lo yezi agamol bimitul teles. A camel is not allowed to go out with a mutul teles. What is a mutul teles? Rashi has three different pshatim. Either Rashi says it's some type of strap underneath the tail, or yesh befarshim, it's a merdas, like we had earlier, merdas yesterday. It's some type of blanket that covers the camel, and Rashi likes that pshat, but then a couple of Rashis later, he quotes a third pshat, it means a little pillow that goes under the tail so that the strap doesn't scratch the animal. Okay, either some type of item that goes on a camel. Lo akud velo ragul. Lo akud, we'll see that means a camel can't go out with his front leg and hind leg tied up with each other. Velo ragul, and he can't go out ragul, which means another way that it is tied up. As we'll see, regalim, that means bekfalim shlo yavrichu, tied up in a certain way so it doesn't run away. The Gemara does not tell us what the reason this is aser for. Kavul or ragul. Why are these aser? The Sfasema says that he thinks maybe it's called carrying. Maybe it's called carrying. You're carrying the rope, you're carrying the leg. Or he says maybe it is, you're worried that it might fall down and it might fall off.
you know, he said it's not 100% clear what the reason is. Maybe it looks like you're taking it to the shuk, as we'll see from other lines in the Gemara. But that is the Sfas Emes' discussion. V'chein shar kol behemos, all other animals, also similar idea. They can't go out with this. Lo yikshur gemalim zeh b'zeh v'yimsho. You're not allowed to tie animals one to the other and then pull the front one. Right, we'll see why. Aval machnes chavalim l'tov yado v'yimshoch. But what you're allowed to do is to have like ten camels and have all the ropes in your hand at once. V'yimshoch, and then pull them that way. Ubilvad shelo yichroch. As long as you don't tie them together, as we'll see, that is a kilayim of the rope issue. But the have them one after another, that, as we'll see, is asa d'rabanan. Tana v'lo yetzei agamo b'metul telas akshur lo biznavo. You're not allowed to go out. A camel's not allowed to go with a metul telas that's tied up with by his tail. Avol yotzei hu b'metul telas akshur biznavo ubechudraso. But if it's tied up tightly with his tail and to his hump, right? So then it's going to be mutter. Why? Because then there's no issue of it's falling off what you were worried about. Amar Abba Bar Rav Huna, Yotzei HaGamal B'Metul Telas Akshura Lo B'Shil Yasa. If it's tied to its placenta that's on his way out, you know that also, he's going to be very careful. He doesn't want to lose the baby, so that's why, also not worried that he's going to be wild, that he's going to knock it off. Lo Akud V'Lo Ragul, Amar Rav Yehuda. This line appears two places in Shas. Right, we had it a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, back in Maseches Tamid, and here's the other place where it appears. Akud, right, you tie up the carbon Tamid in this way, and it speaks about it there and here also. Amuda akud akedas yad v'regel. You tie the front leg and the back leg to each other to itself. Ki Yitzchak ben Avraham, just like Yitzchak ben Avraham, just like by akedas Yitzchak. Akedas Yitzchak, his hand postures. What's it saying? His hand and his leg were tied together. So too, that's how he was tied. He was tied here. The Ritva notes over here, Akid ben Avram, Pirish, Lok Akid is Yitzchak ben Avram, Mamish, Shaya Akud Lagamre. There he was tied up that he couldn't move. We've spoken about the Medrash 100 times, right? Yitzchak tells his father, tie me up very well, so that I don't move. So we're not talking about that, because then the camel's not moving. But it just means, at least in the way that at least he started tying him up with the hand and the foot. Interesting, I didn't see the Ha'ara, but why does he call him Yitzchak ben Avram? We don't know his father. Right? Akid is Yitzchak. Right, Yitzchak ben Avraham, maybe trying to allude to us in terms of the Nisayon, Avraham's Nisayon, Yitzchak's Nisayon. Maybe we'll have a Dapi'in share about that. Whose Nisayon it really was? Akeda. So that is, that's an interesting though that it calls it Yitzchak ben Avraham. Ragul, Shelo Yaakov Yodo, Al Gabi Zro'o, V'yikshar. You shouldn't fold over the front of the leg on the arm of the leg, on the forearm, V'yikshar, and tie it up. That's considered maybe an extra shmira, and therefore the rope is extra. Meisvei, is that really true that akud means front and back, and rogel just means the front itself? Akud shtei yadayim v'shtei regalayim. Look, akud means the two front together, and the two back together. Rogel shlo yakov yado akabiz rov yikshar. Stira, what does akud mean? Huda amar ki aitana. Now he says that the following tana, the tanya. Akud akedas yad v'regel. So you see there, akud mean front and back. Either or. Ragul shlo yakov yado agabiz rov yikshar. So you see, he holds like that opinion, because in this brisa, the akud means front and back. V'yakati lo dami. No, still. Bishlam aresha v'seif anicha. I understand the first and third line of this brisa fits in. Mitziyasa kasha. But the middle line said that akud could also be front two together and back two together. And that our Rabbi Yehuda did not say. Okay, you got to find a tana that says akud is only front and back together. So it's the following tana. Akud akedas yad v'regel, ki Yitzchak ben Avraham, rogul shelo yakov yado agabe Yisroel v'yikshar. Fine, we came up with a shita, period. Next, nida yoredea pezayin. V'lo yikshar gemalim, you shouldn't tie the gemalim, turn to tie the camels to each other and lead them. My taima, what's this iser? It's interesting the Gemara didn't ask my taima about the earlier cases, as if it's obvious, the Sfas Emes' problem. Right, why did it tell us about Akud and Ruggle? It asked my time about every one of these, but not Akud and Ruggle. So, Mistame, why it's included in one of the other reasons. So, my time up, maybe my time here is going on both halachas. It's going on the previous one, too. Amaravashi, Mishum de Mechzi, Kamanda Azalachinga. It appears like you're taking it to the shuk. You're taking the camels to do business in the shuk. So that's why you're not allowed to tie them, right? If you ever see, like if we picture camels, like six camels, one after another, roped together, and the guy in the front walking them, looks like they're going somewhere. Right? That's the Issa D'Rabbanan, where it is not allowed. Interesting, the Shach points out, it's Asur D'Rabbanan to do this because it appears like you're going to the shuk. And going to the shuk itself? Going to the shuk itself, that's also asa d'rabanan. Right, doing business. Masa umatan. Ah, this is one of the rayas of the shach. Right, what shach? Yoredeya pezayin. Is there maris ayin on isure d'rabanan? The Shulchan Aruch there in Pei Zayin talks about, very halacha l'maisa. Let's say somebody is at a kiddush. Somebody goes to a kiddush or some type of fleishik meal. And next to the hot water urn, there's tea and there's coffee. And in a cup, in like a little pitcher, it looks like milk. Wow. I didn't know you're allowed to drink milk right after your fleishik meal. But we know it's dairy creamer. Whatever it is. Do you have to leave the container there? You have to leave the container there. Right, so let's say you only had chicken at the meal. You didn't have meat. So the most you're going to think is Issur D'Rabbanan. Right, Bsar Of B'Chalav. So this is the discussion in the Ramah. The Ramah doesn't talk about dairy creamer, but he talks about milk from coconuts and the like. Says the Ramah, Chalav Mishkedim. Right, sorry from the beginning. V'Nagu La'asos Chalav Mishkedim. They used to make nut milk. I don't know, coconut it and milk from a power of source. That's the key. Umenichin ba bisar of. And they used to dip chicken in it. Holovein or rakmi durabanan. Avo bisar behema yeshlaniach etzal achal of shkedim. Mishamaris ha'ayin. But if you're dipping your milk into the nut milk, then you gotta leave the nuts on the table so people know where the milk came from. Right? So the Ramah says, Pasha seems to say, there's only maris ha'ayin by Isuri daraisa, not Isuri durabanan. Soy burgers. Soy burgers and soy milk. You got both of them. Right? So the Ramah seems to say that Raisa D'Rabbanan. Says the Shach here in the speech, he brings three or four rayas. No. I think there's Maris Ayin even by Nisa D'Rabbanan. One of the rayas is Argamara, right? There's Maris Ayin that you're taking the camels to the shuk. What do you mean? Doing business itself is D'Rabbanan. So it's Maris Ayin of a D'Rabbanan. That's the Shach right here in Pei Zayin in Yaradeya. First Simon in Hilchos Basar V'Chalav. And that is the important discussion. What do we, Paskin L'Maisa? So Lamaisa, the question, is it obvious? Pashas is obvious, but many times people have that. They put out the container, so that it's just clear, you're going to be Yotzi the Shach, that in terms of RSI, very important discussion. Viter, we continue. Avo machnis, but what you're allowed to do is put all the ropes in your hand, and then walk. Amar Ravashi lo shona el inyan kilayim. What's the problem in Mishnah about being kosher them together? Kilayim. So what kilayim? Kilayim demai. Ilema kilayim de Adam. Is it kilayim of Adam? What does that mean? Like we said a few days ago, the five types of kilayim. Cross working. You're not allowed to have a horse. We remember the story of Vanessa Nadler about jumping in the snow. Right? About a cow and a horse, you can't have them on the same wagon. So is that what we're worried about? That if a man is holding the ropes and he ties it to himself, so it's like the man and the animal tied up in the camel working together? Is that what we're talking about? Ilei makelayim da adam batnan. But we learned in the Mishnah, Adam mutter im kula machrosh v'limshoch. There's no cross working when it comes to a person. Only different types of animals. Tosas discusses, what's the havamina? The person is not on a wagon, he's just pulling. So Tosas has two different days here, if this is a real serious havamina. Right? If it's, he says, you're going to tell me just to pull is a problem? So then, we know there's an amazing, the end of Maseches Machas, one of the most amazing Gemaras. The Gemara talks about a sharp Sulei HaMukdashin. An ox that got a bamum, it was a carbon, and it got a bamum. So now it's like partly chulin and partly hektish. The Gemara says, if you take that animal into your field and use it to plow, you violate the Isser of Kilayim. Unbelievable. Why? Because this animal has a little bit of this and a little bit of that. It's quoting the Rambam. Sharp Sulei HaMukdashim. Tosas quotes the Gemara. Makas Chav Beis. So if you're going to tell me that just pulling Kilayim is Usser, so then you shouldn't be able to pull a Sharp Sulei HaMukdashim. Nobody says that. You only can't plow with it. So Tosas, what's going on with the Havamina here? That is Kilayim of the man. Tosfos says, he works it out. He says, maybe, yeah, just that you're pulling a bundle. Anyway, it's a challenging Havamina. But again, either way, says Maskana. No, there's no Kilayim in this case. Only by animals. By the way, there is a Machlokes Rishonim, Rambam Rush. Is Kilay Behema only by one kosher and one non-kosher? What if you have two different species of non-kosher animals? Right, is that Kilayim? So the Rambam says it's got to be one kosher, one non-kosher, to be Daraisa. But the others are Darabanan. I think the Rush says no, even two species of non-kosher animals, or kosher animals, that also is also Daraisa.
Why would it be in Shabbos?
Sorry? Oh, so right, but of course, once we're talking about what you're allowed to do with this marasayim, but we throw them, but remember not to do this. But you're right. Interesting. Ela kilayim, but it's still about kilayim. It's got to be about kilayim, but just which kilayim? Ela kilayim de chavalim. We're right about the rope. The ropes being kilayim with each other. That's what we are worried about. V'hatanya. But 1 second, did we learn in the brisa hatoki tchifa achas eno chibur? Kilayim, like shatnez, it's got to be woven together a couple of times. Right, just once through is not kilayim. So what are we worried about? The ropes. So la'olim kilayim techavalim. No, we are worried about the ropes. V'hachi ka'amar u'bevad shelo yichroch v'yikshar. Yeah, we're worried about that. You're going to wrap it up together a few times. That's the only issue that is worrisome. Amar, so fine. Next statement related to this, walking the animals. Amar Shmuel u'bevad shelo yitzi chevo mitachas yado tefach. Also, the rope cannot go out of your hand a tefach. That's also when you walk the animal. Rashi says, "Shelo yetsi chevel." Second to last, Rashi, "Shelo yetsi mitachas yado tefach lamata de dummy kamisha nosa biyado." Looks like you're carrying it. If you're not holding it taut with only a little bit inside, well, looks like you're carrying it. Lomeschazi shi ma'afser agamalim. Looks like extra rope. It's carrying. Says the Gemara about time to very bishmal tefachayim. It says you're allowed to have two. Right, and not just one. Amar Abaya, Hashad Amar Shmuel Tefach. The Tana of the very Bishmol Tefachayim. Right in the yeshiva, they said two, but he paskin one. Shmuel Achol Ma'aseh Shalashminan. When he was asked the Shilos, he was a little extra Machmir. He said only a Tefach, even though you have up till Tefachayim. But really, it's the same issue about having extra. Iva Tanya Ubilvache Yagbiya Menakarka Tefach. But it says another Brisa, you have to have it raised up a Tefach from the ground without any limits on how much you're allowed to have extra. The only issue is the height from the ground, right? Because if it's if it's close to the ground, then it's like it's on the ground. It's extra and it's a masa. So kitan yahi bechavlo de bene bene. No, there's a difference between the rope in between you and the animal and the rope that's on the outside of your hand. Right, extra, that's not between you and the animal. Rashi, on top, Shavin Yodol Gamal Biyahu Kamar, Kama Deboy Nevi. Between you and the animal, that's fine, you can have whatever you want, as long as it's above a tefach. But extra, on the outside of your hands, right, so that's where we have the limits of extra. Right, this is very lemaisa, if somebody has to walk a dog in a place without an Eruf, it's got to know exactly how to do it. Walking a dog in general, you got to know dogs are muksa. Pasha is going to the rover showing him, right? You got to put the leash on very carefully without touching the dog and walking the dog. You have to walk the dog on Shabbos, right? Sar Bala Chaim, as we discussed yesterday. But if there's no Erev in town, got to be very, got to know exactly all the halachas, exactly how to walk and the leash, and it's very important to know exactly how to deal with that issue. Okay, says the Mishnah. There's a lot to talk about in Kilayim, but not for now. Ein chamar yotzei b'mardas bizman shein ekshura lo. So now the opposite case of what we had before. The chamar, the donkey, cannot go out with a mardas if it's not tied on. Right, the first mission in the parrot, he's allowed to go out when it is tied on, this saddle blanket. But when it's not tied on, it can't. Velo bizug avabishu pakuk. Or a bell, he can't go out to the street even though it is filled in. Right? Why? We'll see in the Gemara. We spoke about that a little bit yesterday. Also a ladder on the back of its neck to keep its neck straight because it has a bruise. You don't want it to turn around. No, that's extra. Or a ritsua, a type of belt on its leg so that it doesn't run away. Well, we'll see what the purpose is in the Gemara. All of these are extra. They can't go out with them. Anatana Golem Yotz, and a lot of the action on this Amud is towards the bottom, so we're just going to try to make it there. The Anatana Golem Yotz in Bechutin. Chickens are not allowed to go out with string on their leg. On their legs. Again, this will all be discussed in the Gemara. V'lo b'ritzur shebereglayim, or a belt on their legs. V'ena zachar miyotzin ba'agol shetachas al yishalahen. Rams are not allowed to go out with a protection under their tail. V'ena rechelim yotzos chanunos. And rechelim cannot go out chanunos. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. V'en ha'egel yotzi begimon. An egel, a calf, cannot go out with a yoke on it. V'lo para b'ara kupar. Or kipon. And a cow can't go out with the skin, the hide of a kupar. But you see on the gears on the side, kipod. Which might mean a porcupine. Some type of prickly protection that they put around the udders so that other animals don't try to drink the milk from the para. V'lo b'ritzusha b'karnel. And the cow cannot go out with a ritsua between its horns. Paraso Shrablaza ben Azaria, Hayyotza Beretsusha ben Karneha, Shalobertson Chachamim. But Rablaza ben Azaria's cow, went out with this ritzua against what the rabbi said. That's pretty amazing. It wasn't an Azariah. Right, 18 years old, became the Rosh Yeshiva, his cow? So the Gemara will talk about exactly what is allowed. I saw the Chazuk Chemed discusses, I don't think it came up, Lamaisa, is an animal that was a Bechor allowed to go out with like a necklace that says Bechor. Right, that's protection. Right, so we said, basic protection is always allowed, but extra protection is not allowed. So, if an animal has this tas, zihirut, Bechoro Kadosh, so you're allowed to go out with that. So he says, Shuba, he says, look, it says here that in our Mishnah, right, the chickens aren't allowed to go out with these ritzuos. Why? And we'll see, because they might go to break kalim. And the Shulchan Aruch says they can't go out with these because it's you're not allowed to put something on it to protect others, kalim. But you're allowed to put something on it to make sure that they don't run away, as we'll see in the Gemara. So says the Chashuk Echemed, so pashtus, to protect others is not allowed. Only to protect itself. So why do you have this sign, Bechor? Right? Pashtus to protect others, not to protect itself. You don't want others to violate Me'ilah. So Pashtus, it will be Aser. But then he says, no, maybe not. Maybe the issue is you don't want this Bechor to get a mum. So you're protecting itself. So maybe it is Shomer on it. So it goes back and forth in terms of whether that would be okay or not. So anyway, back to the Gemara Maitaima. So first line of the Mishnah. Why is a Chamor not allowed to go out with a Mardas if it's not tied on Kedamran? We already explained back in the beginning of the parak why a merdas is allowed. It had to be taught on before Shabbos, if you remember. Rashi and the Tosa discussed it then, so that it doesn't look like a burden because it's been on here earlier. Good. If you have a bell that's closed up and you're taking it, so it looks like you're taking it to the marketplace again, like we had before. The ladder on its neck. Amar Avuna Beiloa. It's like a cheek brace. Lamai Avdilei, why do you put it on? Laheka de Islay Maka, if it has a wound, to lo hadar chayich bay, so it doesn't go back and try to scratch it, so you do this type of protection, so the animal doesn't turn around. Velo beritzua shebaraglo, da avdilei legizra, you put the ritzua on its regel, so that it doesn't go and break kalem. Doesn't go and break kalem. Ve'ena targolim yosin b'chutin, da avdilei simanek, ye'eched lo lichlefu, they used to put strings on their chickens, so they don't get mixed up with other chickens. Right, so that's also not allowed. V'lo b'ritzua da avdi leik yehechid l'ispermane. Also the ritzua by the chicken, so it doesn't break kalim. V'ena zacharim yotzin ba'gala. The rams cannot go out with the wagon on the thing under their tail. Yehechid lo l'chamtan al yasa. That's put on so that their tail doesn't drag on the floor and get bruised. So that is not allowed. V'ena rechelim yotzin yotzos chanunos. Rechelim cannot go out chanunos. What does that mean? Three different pshatim suggestion. Yosef rav acha bar ula kamed rav chizda. The Yosef Ka'amar, Mishasha goes as an otsa from when you shear the sheep, Tomnin la Ezek b'shemen, v'umanichin la apadachta. Right, once you shear the lamb, the sheep, so it's cold. It doesn't matter, it's a cover anymore of wool. So it's cold. So you take a shmata in oil and you put it on its forehead so it doesn't get cold. Kadesh lo tistani. Right, that's what you do for this poor little sheep that is, you sure is all of its wool. Amar Rav Chizda, im kein asita marukva. It's a great line. You're treating the sheep like marukva. Meaning what? A sheep is like a person. It might get cold. You put something on it. You give it a hot compress on the forehead. What kind of amazing treatment you give to the animals? So I don't know, that can't be what Chanunos means. El Yosef Rapala Bar Shmuel, Kamedir of Chizda as follows. The Yosef Akamar, Bishash Akarar is Lele, not Stam when it's after it gets shorn, after it has a baby. Tobnin La Shnei Izkin Shal Shemen, Umanichan La, you take two of these oil shmatas, Umanichan La Echad Al Padakli, put one on the forehead, Vachad Al Arechem, and one on the womb, Kadeshat Eschamim. Because there it might get cold, you gotta have Rachmanis on that. So that's why it gets warm. Amar Rav Nachman, okay, you didn't make that marukva, imkein asita yalsa. Right, yalsa is the wife of Rav Nachman. Right, so at least you're treating it like a wonderful little woman who's having a baby. So again, you give such great care. Ela Amar Rav Huna, a third pshat. Eitz echad yish bekroche ayam. There's a certain type of wood. V'chanun shemo. That's the name of the wood. U'mevi'in kiseim, u'menichem la'bachotba. Used to put that type of wood, a little piece under the animal's nose. Kedesha tis'atesh. So that the animal sneezes, the yiplu darnei rosh, and all the bugs and the worms that are in the hair, you know, used to fall out. So you wanted to get the animal shaken around. So that's why they used to put this piece of wood, and that's what's called chanunos. That's what's meant in the Mishnah, that a rachel is not allowed to go out with this piece of wood. Ihaki zacharim nami, so why only the females? The males don't need that? No. Kiva de menagchi zacharim bahadadi meila naflin. The males are so wild. They're like always goring each other. So it falls out anyway. Right? The male, you don't have to worry about the males being wild. Right? They're memela. Period. Shimo nezira amar. Kisma de risma. The type of kisim you put there is from risma. A certain type of wood. Right? We also had this once before. Remember Rotem. Rotem was the very hot coals. The Rotem, the eights of Rotem. So Bishlam of the Rav Huna, Hainu Dektani Chanunos. I understand according to Rav Huna why it's called Chanunos in the Mishnah, because the name of the wood is Chanun. El the Rabbanan, my Chanunos. But according to the Rabbanan, all their other opinions, what does Chanunos have to do with keeping it warm? Davdidam lehu milsa de marachminan alayhu. Chanun v'rachum, you have rachmanis on this animal. That's why it's called Chanunos. Good. Veina egel yotze begimon, my egel begimon. What is gimon? Am Rav Huna bar nira. It means a small yoke. Animals not allowed to go out with that. Amr Abalazar my mashu dai gimon lishta de makev. How do you know gimon means a small yoke? Makev means bent, because the yoke is bent over on the neck of the animal. Tichsiv halakof ka'agmon rosho. Right, the pasuk quoted in Yishayo, which by the way is also the pasuk why a shofar should be bent. Right, halakof ka'agmon nafsho. Learned out in Rosh Hashanah. V'lo par barakupar. You can't have the par go out with this protection of its udders. The avdile, they used to use it, ki eched lo limseyu yali, so that yali don't suck out the milk from the udders. What are yali? Rashi says it's aluka. Aluka are leeches. Tosa does not like that pshat, because he thinks leeches only suck blood. They don't suck milk. So those, there's some other type of bug, some other type of shkatzim that would come. V'lo b'ritzua shebein karneha. So then the cow is allowed to go out with a ritzua with a belt between its horns. Ilarab, back to the previous two blot. Ilarab, bein lanoi, bein lasham, or usser. Rav says it can't go out, whether it's there for beauty or for protection. Ilishmuel, lanoi, usser, lasham, or mutter. We had a machlokas there earlier. Shmuel says as long as it's there for protection, it is okay. Good. Prozor Shabazim and Azariah. Here's the action. The next three lines. The cow of Blazim and Azariah. The Chada, right, used to go out on Shabbos with a para against what the rabbi said. The Chada, para, habilei. Blazim and Azariah only had one cow. Right? His cow went out. For Amar Rav. For Amilo Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav. Tracer Alfi Igli. 12,000 calves. Havi Maaser Blazim and Azariah may edric kol shasa v'shasa. 12,000 calves he used to get miser, meaning he had 120,000 cows. So what do you mean, his cow? Right, he had tons and tons of cows. So what do you mean, his cow? He used to give tons of miser. Miser behema. So the Gemara answers, Tana lo shalo haisa ela shel shechina. So haisa, it really wasn't his, but it was his neighbor's. His neighbor's cow. Umitok shalo michaba nikres al shmo. And because he didn't say anything, he didn't protest that the neighbor's cow went out. So that's why it's called his cow. Period. A number of important issues that come up here. Let's mention two of them today, maybe, and maybe one of them today, and the others tomorrow. Number one is Tosfos. Tosfos is still us in Heksher Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Maisa Behema? When did he live? At most, says Tosfos, he was a teenager by the Churban Abayas. At most. Was Ben Azariah? He took over after Rabbi Gamliel, right? He was with Rabbi Akiva, right? In Bnei Brak in the Haggadah, he was in Bnei Brak there, meaning he lived after Churban Abayas. Way up with Rabbi Akiva, with Bar Kokhba. That was years after Churban Abayas, 50, 60, 70 years. So at most, he was a teenager. He had 120,000 then, because there was no Meister Behema. Meister Behema is a carbon, asked Tosfos. Right? What do you do with Meister Behema? You bring it to Yerushalayim and you give it as a carbon, and the Baalim eat it. So what's going on here? Tosfos says, yeah, in the early years. In the early years. Or Tosfos said, Tosfos quotes Rabbi Elchanan. Right? Not our Rabbi Elchanan that we're most famously acquainted with. Tosfos says, maybe it doesn't really mean miser. It means like what he gave to the king. He tithed to the king. Something like that. Okay. Either way, the Ritva here is a Das Yachid and Shas. Collector's item Ritva right here. The Ritva says, even though he wasn't chayiv in Meiser, he gave it anyway because he didn't want to hold on to Matnas Kahuna. That's the language of the Ritva. El Liner Meiser Mamish, the Lo Shaya Kori Alem Shay Meiser. He didn't actually call it Meiser because there's no Karbanis in his day. El Shaya No Sein Harotwi La Meiser LaKohanim. He still gave it to the Kohanim because he didn't want to hold Matnas Kahuna next to him. Matnas Kahuna? What are you talking about, Ritva? Look in the Rambam. Look in the Chinuch. Look in the Psukim in Bechukosai. It says nowhere that this has to be given to the Kohen. Bechor has to be given to the Kohen. Meiser Behema? Look in the psukim. Rove up 99% of Rishonim hold. Meiser is not. Look at the list of 24 minus Kahuna in the Gemara, in Baba Kama, and in the Rambam. It's not. It's not one of them. Meiser Behema is the owner brings it up to Yerushalayim. We just discussed this in Mitzvah Shir last week. They bring it up to Yerushalayim, and you sacrifice, you burn the fats, and you sprinkle the blood, and you eat at the Bailim. The Ritva here argues. The Ritva holds that this is one of the minus Kahuna. Right? The Nitziv at the end of Bechukosai says there's a Pasuk in Divrei Yavam that says this too. But Pasha's, the Rambam and the Chinuch say explicitly that it belongs to the owner. But this is a collector's item ritva. Right here, Shabbos Nun Dalid, that's what Blessed Ben Azariah did. Nirei didn't want to hold on to the Manas Kahuna by himself. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. I'll just mention the question, and that is, it says Shechenaso, his female neighbor. Doesn't say male neighbor. His female neighbor. Are women obligated in Shvisas Behemto? Right? Because it says that there was something wrong being done here. So maybe we'll start with that, an important Rebbe Kiva Eger, and Minchas Chinuch, and then we'll talk about Tochach in general, maybe a little bit, and then we'll get into the next, Besser, next Gemara, a couple of Samagadot, then we get into Schus Avos, and Kolom Ruven Chata, you know, Atoah, right? All of these Gemaras are right here, Nunhei, Nunvav, in Mesechah Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop here. Eventually, we'll try to have a mitzvah shir today, but a daf pe'in shir tonight, 9:30. Parsha shir will be tomorrow night. Parsha will be tomorrow night, Be'ez Hashem. Tonight will be a daf pe'in shir.